congregation, Daniel representing Adventism, that would study the book of Daniel, and it would be sweet in their mouth but bitter in their stomach. Manuscript Releases, Volume 6, page 108. When God gives a man a special work to do, he is to stand in his lot and place, as did Daniel, ready to answer the call of God, ready to fulfill his purposes, to fulfill his purpose. To stand in his lot, among other things, it means to fulfill your purpose. And Daniel was to stand in his lot at the end of the days, at the time of the end. The book of Daniel, the predictions found in chapters 7 through 12 in Daniel, were to fulfill their purpose in the Millerite time period, 1798 to 1844, as God raises up the people that go through the experience of proclaiming and coming to understand the three angels' message when they come into history, in agreement with the fulfillment of these time prophecies in the book of Daniel. And this is when Daniel stands in his lot. Now, brothers and sisters, in Adventism today, those that want to place the time prophecies of Daniel 12 at the end of the world, they'll place an emphasis that it's at the very end of time, and just ahead in our day and age, when Daniel will stand in his lot, and that's the time of the end referred to. But notice this next quote in Evangelism 6:12 and 6:13. In our day, as in Christ's days, there may be a misreading and misinterpreting of the Scriptures. If the Jews had studied the Scriptures with earnest, prayerful hearts, their searching would have been rewarded with a true knowledge of the time, and not only of the time, but also the manner of Christ's appearing. They would not have ascribed the glorious second appearing of Christ to his first advent. They had the testimony of Daniel, they had the testimony of Isaiah and the other prophets, they had the teachings of Moses, and here was Christ in their very midst. And still they were searching the Scriptures for evidence in regard to his coming. And they were doing unto Christ the very things that had been prophesied they would do. They were so blinded they knew not what they were doing. And many are doing the same thing today in 1897 because they have not had experience in the testing messages comprehended in the first, second, and third angels' messages. There are those who are searching the Scriptures for proof that these messages are still in the future. They gather together the truthfulness of the messages, but they fail to give them their proper place in prophetic history. Therefore, such are in danger of misleading the people in regard to locating the messages. They do not see and understand the time of the end or when to locate the messages. The day of God is coming with stealthy tread, but the supposed wise and great men are prating about higher education. They know not